Proclamation number 7900, dated the May 25th, 1961. Light. Radiance. Wisdom. All those of you who want to work for me, who want to participate in the redemption of the as yet enslaved souls, all those of you who want to serve me during the lost days before the end, listen to me. The mission for which you voluntarily placed yourselves at my disposal is very important. It requires much love and patience for your fellow human beings. It requires effort and perseverance and a helpful heart which recognizes people's hardship and would like to improve it. And it requires great love for me, because a person wanting to be of service to me will only enter into my will if he totally hands himself over to me and thereby also receives the strength to accomplish his mission. The goal is to convey to people the truth which can only come forth from me and which is absolutely essential if the redemptive work is to be successful, because the human being can only become aware of his own state when he receives the truth, because only then will he recognize the purpose of his life on earth, and only the pure truth will enable him to gain a correct image of me as his God and Creator, his Father of eternity. Humanity suffers great spiritual adversity, being kept in spiritual blindness by the Prince of Darkness. They spend their earthly life in a lightless state, i.e., they don't know the truth, they come to wrong conclusions and only regard life on earth as an end in itself. There is such a pressing need for supplying the truth that I will bless every person who offers his service to me, because I can only convey the truth through you to people who do not shape themselves in a way that they can receive it directly. I need you to accept the truth from me myself and to carry it into the world. However, only a few are capable of receiving the direct transfer of my word which can claim to be truthful knowledge, which provides people with clear understanding, with the knowledge they need in order to live an appropriate way of life that helps them to attain perfection on earth. However, first they must be encouraged to live a life of love, because without love they will be unable to recognize the truth of subsequent knowledge. Love comes first, and then love will also guarantee the understanding for all correlations, for my nature and my reign and activity. This is why only a loving human being can accept this truth from me. I can only convey truthful knowledge if the prerequisites have been met for receiving it directly. But where this can take place, those of you who want to serve me should congregate and accept the light which you shall then carry into the world. Understand that it is truly light which is emanated by me, that it also contains radiance. That is, it will also be clear and understandable to those to whom you want to pass it on if only they are of good will. Then I will also speak to these human hearts myself through the word you impart upon them, and they will recognize it as my word because it gives evidence of itself. Safeguard this word from all impurities, do not mix it with human thoughts. Emphasize it as my direct emanation of love and only ensure that it will be distributed. The people's spiritual state is such that only my direct address can still have an effect, that only the strength of my word is still able to affect people's hearts and lead to a change in their nature. After all, people also want to be allowed to use their intellect, they also want to recognize wisdom when knowledge is presented to them as the divine word. They don't want empty phrases, but they also want to deal with the subject matter rationally, which is only possible if the pure truth from me is presented to them. For this reason I convey this knowledge to you humans, for this reason I inform you of my eternal plan of salvation. This is why I try to clarify the meaning and purpose of earthly existence and to explain all correlations, so that you will be able to believe if you are of good will. Hence I kindle a light in you myself and only instruct you to serve me as bearers of light by distributing this light and to keep fetching the knowledge from where I myself send it to earth, where it is received by a tool which I recognized as being suitable for receiving the truth from me so that it can subsequently emanate the light, so that it will disperse the darkness the Prince of Darkness has spread across people. And by its bright and radiant shine you'll also be able to infer the source of the light, for that which is emanated by the eternal light itself must also disseminate illumination and be recognizable as divine emanation. It must be profound divine wisdom, a knowledge which testifies to my love, wisdom and power, and which comprehensively informs you about my reign and activity so that you humans can convincingly speak of divine truth. And if you, my servants, want to do redemptive work, then you should spread this divine truth, you should pass it on to your fellow human beings, you should impart the light upon others and thereby dispel the night which is no one's friend. You should help to improve people's spiritual state, to ensure that they can all be affected by the strength of my word, which will truly not remain ineffective. Amen.